You're listening to the Warwickshire Business Podcast with yours truly, Miles Grant. Okay, Sonia, so thanks for joining us on the podcast today.
Hi, Miles. How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Good.
Amazing,
excited.
Amazing. So diving straight in, tell us, what is it you actually do? And then tell us a little bit more about where did it start and why you created it?
Okay, so I run Love Mondays. It's a business consultancy and we focus on fast growth culture for SMEs. Why I started it is a bit of a long story, but I'd always worked really hard in my career and did really well. And unfortunately, my son got really, really ill. And I lost everything, lost my job, lost my house. And my son had 6 months off school, 2 years rehabilitation. It was just an absolute like nightmare situation. And when I went back to work, I just thought everything got taken from me. Everything I'd worked for got taken from me. I never want to be in that position again. So I literally walked out of my job and set up Love Mondays the following day. And I just kind of had to make it work, to be honest. I was a single mum. And so I did. And it was really to have more control over my own life. But actually what I've come to realise afterwards was that I was quite frustrated in the job market. I was in sales, advertising and marketing, and it was extremely deadline pressured and it was extremely target driven. And I really wanted to help my customers and I really couldn't help my customers because I was so focused. My bosses were so focused on targets and I always did really well. I was always top sales. But I just knew that it was quite unfulfilling. And so I created a business consultancy which works on my client's side. We work for our clients rather than working for bonuses and targets and all the other stuff that my sales managers were interested in. So I'd like to think that I flipped it on its head a little bit and got a little bit more balance.
Brilliant. Where did the name Love Mondays come about? Because I love that, because obviously we spoke away from the show before, and the minute you told me that name, I was like, that's just amazing, because coming from a background of psychology and, you know, the stereotypical people hating Monday that kind of are in a job maybe they don't enjoy, where did the name come about?
It was exactly that. So I love Mondays now. I'm self-employed. Yeah. And actually I want to work with my clients so that they love Mondays too. So that is where it came from. Yeah. I said to you, I just walked out of my job and had to set up a business. And I honestly had nothing. I had no idea. I just had a laptop and my mobile phone. And I woke up the following day and I was like, oh, that seems like quite a good business name. So I think it was just guided, really. I think it was just fate that it was meant to be. It just came to me and yeah, it stuck. But you are right, it does stand out and people do definitely remember me for it.
Amazing. What's the kind of vision for the future? So I'm sure you've kind of got, you know, strategic plans in place for the year ahead and the years ahead. How do you see the business working as the years progress?
Yeah, okay. So I've got a bit of a community focus. I love bringing people together for good. And I really believe that there's real power in numbers and real power in teams. And I absolutely love partnering with people and getting together. And I've got partnerships in my business that just bring so much more. And I love that idea. So I'm building an online course, a Facebook community. I just want to reach out and help as many people as possible. And I'm sure you know also from Daniel Priestley with the United Nations Global Goals. As soon as I aligned to something bigger than myself, I was like, oh, I really need to kind of get out there and help more people to achieve this goal. So it's all about community. It's all about bringing people together. And I really, really think that growing your network and just having that supportive network is everything.
Amazing. Love that. Now, I know because of the way that you and I connected, I know that you're very committed and passionate about learning. What's been one of the best business books that you've read?
You put me on the spot a little bit with this one, so I don't really read them. I read Daniel Priestley's. They were absolutely brilliant. And that obviously going on to KPI has just been an absolute game changer for me. So I did read those, but I have to say they're probably the only ones I've ever read. I would recommend them though, because it is an absolute game changer. But I generally go on quite a lot of courses. I did 21 courses in my first year in business.
Wow. 21?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I mean, some of them were just like little bookkeeping courses, but yeah, I did all sorts of stuff, NLP, all the way through to, so we do psychometrics, DISC psychometrics, another one called Five Behaviours of a Cohesive Team, and that comes from the Patrick Lencioni book, which is about the five different elements that really high-performing teams need to have for them to be fully cohesive and really high-performing. So, I love to learn, but I think I'm a bit of a face-to-face learner rather than a book learner.
Yeah, I can relate to that. I've definitely transitioned in the past 5 or 6 years to audiobooks. And
yeah, I have got Audible. I'm quite a personal development person. I'm really into psychology. So I listen to and read a lot of books about human behaviour. So that would be really, I'm a bit of a geek with that, I've got to be honest.
So a side question then, what's, obviously I've asked what's the best business book you've read. You mentioned, you know, Daniel Priestley, say key person of influence. What's like a book that's not business related then? Because we, you know, human performance, business growth is never really just about business.
So no, it's always about us.
That's a must read that people must read.
I'm huge into getting over your own personal blocks and barriers to success. So the only way really to do that is to find out what's blocking you. And usually there's a lot of fear there, which has come from something that you've experienced in the past. So I'm all about finding out the shadow side of our personalities. A great one is, there's a couple actually. I'm listening to one at the moment called When the Body Says No by Gabor Maté. And it's about how our bodies and illnesses come up to almost protect us when our personalities and our are not kind of doing good by us. So it's really fascinating to learn the way that the body works and how the impact that has on our lives. It's really incredible, fascinating work.
I'm adding that to my reading list now.
Yeah, it's fascinating work.
And yeah, and I think there's another one you're going to say as well.
Bear with me, I can't remember what it's called.
Sonia is now rifling through her bookshelf.
Yeah. This, honestly, I'm absolutely obsessed, so there's loads. It's called Dark Side of the Light Chasers by Debbie Ford, and she actually puts in loads of kind of tasks for you to do. Is really hard hitting. It is hard hitting, but I love it. Rip it all out, and then you just feel like a much better person afterwards.
Amazing, love it. Now I know that, Sonia, I know that you really value great mentors. Who's been a great mentor to you, and what's maybe the best business advice that you've ever been given?
Okay, I think I have to say Brené Brown. I absolutely love that woman. And if you haven't come across her, her work is really incredible. She started as a social worker and then she became a researcher into human connection. And she does a lot of work with leadership. So her work in business is really, really incredible. I think she's got the most watched TED Talk ever. Yes, and it's about vulnerability. Yeah, really incredible work. But a little bit closer to home, I've got two women in my accountability group who are just really incredible. And what I love about that them is that they offer support and challenge in absolute equal measure. And I think any business advice that you need to be given, it can't just be like, yeah, you're brilliant, go ahead. I love that element of critical thinking, and someone else is coming in and thought and encourages you to think differently. Yes. Have you thought about this different perspective? And I think that would be the best advice. Get somebody who gives you that kind of, gets you to think differently.
Mm. Yeah, I love that. That's great advice. Tough love, I call it, which is, you know, the friend that... the friends that will tell you everything you want to hear, but then you've got the friend that doesn't, and often that can be revealing things about us that where we can grow. So yeah, I love that.
Yeah, I think it's about depth. I mean, there's quite a lot of people that I think you have to kind of probably be self-employed in that sense to be able to have that depth and understanding of the scale of that. So yeah, I think picking the right person to be your mentor or to get advice from is definitely a good piece of advice.
So on that, actually, I feel like that leads me into a question really well, actually, which is, what would you say are some of the really glaringly obvious mistakes that you think big businesses, small businesses make when it comes to kind of relationships? So whether it's getting and keeping customers, having high performing teams. What are some just obvious mistakes that spring to mind for you that from the work that you do that you see that some of them are making?
Yeah, so it's actually really surprising how similar the mistakes are. Mm. And what we generally find is there's no strategy. You would be surprised to know how many people throw 25 grand, 35 grand at a new starter, at a new recruit, pay 4 or 5 grand in agency fees without any type of strategy. Mm. And I say to people, would you give £50,000 to somebody on the street and just hope for the best? Because that's literally what you're doing. Mm. So strategy is everything. Quite often as well, people, it's a tough one, but we come across people who have invested in maybe a marketing company, maybe a web development company, and it hasn't had the effect that they wanted. It's really tough because there's so many businesses out there promising everything. And there's a lot of people that have a bit of resistance about psychometrics or lead generation online. You know, they'll say, oh, I've tried Facebook ads and it didn't work for us. And I'm like, no, it's because the strategy wasn't right. Yeah. Nobody can be an expert in everything. Obviously, as a business owner, it's really tough. I mean, nobody's going to know everything there is to know. They're just, that's why there's so many other people out there. So I would say getting really strategic partnerships that work, that would be probably the biggest thing that we see. They've had partnerships that haven't worked and then they've just sacked it off and said, oh no, it just doesn't work for us. So yeah, being open-minded, making sure that you've got a strategy probably would be the biggest thing.
Brilliant. And what would you say has been your biggest business lesson?
Oh, interesting. I never really see anything as a failure and I never regret anything. I just don't believe in that. I think that we're on a path and we've made decisions in that moment for a reason. And so I do believe at some point it was serving you. So I never really see anything as a mistake, but I think probably the advice that I have to keep telling myself is to follow my gut. I've noticed that every time I've not followed my gut, it's kind of gone wrong. And beware of happy ears. Quite often you can walk into something and just think, oh my god, this is going to be amazing, because you just get on with somebody so well, or you've got that synergy somewhere. And usually when you get happy ears, those are the ones that work out to be an absolute nightmare. So I think follow your gut is a big one, definitely.
Happy ears, I love that.
You do though, don't you? Sometimes, you know, if you get on with someone really well and your gut's going, probably not the right business for me, or yeah, there's just something that's not sitting right. They're usually, I mean, we've been really lucky. You know, all of our clients are great, but occasionally you do kind of think, oh, no, I have had to take someone to court for not paying me. So yeah, there's been a few things, and looking back, I probably should have listened to my gut with that one.
Yeah. And what do you think you'd be doing, like, if you weren't doing Love Mondays, what do you think you'd be doing? So that probably leads me to, like, you know, what did you maybe want to be when you're a kid, when you thought, oh, when I grow up I'm going to do this? What do you think you'd be doing if you weren't doing what you do now?
Interesting. I would be doing this. If I won the lottery, I'd still do this, which is a great position to be in. Yeah, I love developing people. I just absolutely love helping people be the best that they can be. And outside of work, I work as a coach and a therapist as well. Yes. So I work with people to develop themselves, and I also work with businesses to develop the businesses too. I think I would be doing this.
Yeah, I can relate to that. I have long since had a dream of being a sports coach, which in hindsight really is just helping people perform and grow and improve. So it's, I'm like you, it would be the same thing, maybe just with a different coat, but yeah.
No, I'd probably be doing it from a beach somewhere. But interestingly, when I left school, I think it's being a girl thing, they just pushed you into childcare and hairdressing. So I went into childcare when I left school and did that for a year, dropped out of college. My mum was probably tearing her hair out. I did really well at school. I didn't find school hard, passed my GCSEs, dropped out of college and went and washed pots for 100 hours a week in a hotel.
Wow.
And I know, I think my mom was just like, what? My daughter's just, you know, an absolute maverick. But actually looking back, I just wanted to be in work. So I went down the wrong path for a lot of years, and it took me a really long time to actually realise that I love business. And how that came about was I got into advertising. And when you work in advertising, you work with so many different businesses in so many different sectors. And I was like, oh, I really love this. And then I started working in recruitment and got into psychometrics and all of that kind of stuff. So it's kind of been a journey all the way through, all leading to me to this point. But I mean, it took me until I was 30 to start my business. So it took me, 30, you know, until I was 30 to realize that business was where I wanted to be.
Beautiful, beautiful. Sonia, it's been wonderful having you on the show today.
Thank you.
How can, you know, there's probably going to be some people that are hearing this going, oh, she sounds amazing. She's exactly what we need. How can people listening connect with you? What's the best way for them to reach out and connect with you?
Yep. So we're on every single social media you can think of, at Love Mondays HQ. So Instagram, Facebook, I'm on LinkedIn. And also you can email us. So hello at wearelovemondays.co.uk.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Sonia, you're a star. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you, Mars.
Thank you. Bye. Thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed it, feel free to hit share. There should be a button somewhere where you can share the show with your friends, colleagues, family members, cats. Maybe that's just me. But feel free to share the show and we'll see you on the next one. Be sure to hit subscribe as well so that you get notified of future episodes. Have a great day.